This is APM, American Public Media.
Support comes from the University of Alaska College Savings Plan, helping to reach educational savings goals. Save in Alaska, study anywhere. Information at uacollegesavings.com.
Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka, and it's here. It's Banff Mountain Film Festival night here in Sitka. And Cindy Edwards and Holly Elliott are here with me, and we can just slide a headphone off our ears so we can talk here. Holly, welcome to our spit and bailing wire world of public radio here in Sitka.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
And the festival is tonight, Cindy, right?
Yes, it's tonight, Robert.
Okay.
7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center.
I'm going to make a note of that so I can mention it here in the interview.
Yes, okay. Please, and so that you can show up because I know you'll be there.
Yeah, and are tickets still available?
They are at Old Harbor Books or the front desk of the Hames Center, though I got a call this morning that we're getting down low, so get your ticket quick today.
Okay, $15 at Old Harbor Books or Hames. And Holly, this is the first time you've been to Sitka, but have you been working for the festival for a while?
Actually, this is my second time
here.
Okay. I was here, I believe, about 5 or 6 years ago. And I've been working with the film festival for 16 years.
Wow.
I'm their longest standing road warrior.
Uh-huh.
And still at it, still love it, and still appreciative of all the beautiful places I get to come to.
Do you get your pick? I mean, do you all sit down and decide? I mean, you know where the festival's going, but do you get to sort of high grade your...
Well, we get to put our wishes out there, and some of our wishes come true and some don't.
Okay. tell us a little bit about this festival. I know it's something that people in Sitka really look forward to, but there's always somebody who hasn't heard of this and might not be quite sure what we're talking about so excitedly this morning.
Sure. What happens is every year in the town of Banff, in the Canadian Rockies, we hold this festival, and it's always the last weekend of October into the first week of November. And we have filmmakers enter films from all over the world. And we had about 365 films from 36 countries entered this year in the festival. And it's a real coming together of the mountain communities from all across the planet. And so we invite guest speakers to also come in that are relevant to that. And we bring in an audience of over 6,000 people and to just celebrate mountain culture, basically. And it happens in a number of ways, the film festival being the anchor. But there's also a mountain book festival, a photography competition, and tons of different kinds of workshops and other events that people can attend, some free, some are ticketed events. And it's a really great time to come to the town of Banff because we're in between our seasons, between our summer season and our winter season. And the town isn't full of tourists. It's actually the time when the locals kind of get their town back for a little while. Even though we bring in this many people from across the planet, it still feels... Where you get a chance to sort of feel what it's like to be a local.
I think a lot of people in Sitka can empathize totally with that feeling.
Yeah. And it's a celebration of mountain culture. And so we present the films over a 9-day period, and we try to bring in as many filmmakers as we can to introduce their own films, because that always brings a really nice flavor to the festival. And we still, even though we have a large sponsorship, we still try to keep it fairly grassroots. Like, we don't keep those filmmakers and the guest speakers separate from the audience. So everyone can have a chance to talk to them if they want to and mingle with them. And we want that. We want that energy to be spread through the audience. And so it really is a great time to get the interaction between what the filmmakers' stories are about and the audience's reaction to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens every year, always at the same time, and there's always a great build-up to it. And often a lot of the events sell out. So it's and it keeps growing. It started off as a one-day festival, is now 9 days. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you have about 30 films this year, and you kind of do a mini version of the festival, goes on the road to places like Sitka and elsewhere, right? That's why you're
here. Well, what happens is with those 360-some films is we obviously can't even screen all of those at the festival. So we have a pre-selection committee that pares that down, and they get it down to about 70, 80 films that are screened through the festival. And then during the festival, we're also working on building our world tour program, and we want to take as many award-winning films as we can, and ones that we feel are really going to work well on the road, because we have a lot of feature-length films shown at the festival, which are too long for us to tour. And so we're trying to get a really good cross-section of different subjects, basically. And so we end up going out the door with about 30 films. And then each location we go to in North America and around the world, we try to tailor the program to that location and what we think their interests might be.
Mm-hmm. And you have people who help you do that, Cindy Edwards and Banff Sitka, who kind of, you guys sort of check out this list of 30 award-winning films and decide which ones you're going to show here in Sitka, right?
Yeah.
And it also, it's a benefit for Hames, too. Banff kind of hitches its wagon to a variety of deserving organizations. And I know in past years, it's benefited Sitka Mountain Rescue, and we've done diabetes. Now it's now Hames Center is going, you're doing the work, but Hames is also benefiting, right?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. Dave Nevins from No Limits has been the overseer or host, and he's worked with a great group of people here in Sitka. And this year he actually left town, and he gave a call to the Hames Center, and he said, "Hey, we're looking at a new home for hosting this Banff Mountain Film Festival." And it lined up so well with our climbing wall and all the different events that are going on at the gym. We've been getting calls from different groups like, "So do you have a cut rate, or how can we discount, or I have people that don't have money, what can we do?" So we've created this wellness fund, and the wellness fund then is ready for people with limited income to get healthy and have fun and push their boundaries as well. So it's pretty exciting to see that connection come together. And then he called, and I'm like, wow, that's the perfect place for the money that's coming in from, if we make any money, that's where it's going, and it will go directly there and stay there for use for these people. So it's a pretty great partnership. I think it's a good match for sure.
Yeah, I want to say that the Banff Mountain Film Festival is kind of equal parts joy, inspiration, and a little bit of just kind of sheer madness. I mean, some of the films are just kind of over the top, extreme sports stuff, but some of them are just kind of inspiring, and I think that's probably, I have a feeling you guys might have tilted towards inspiring, just knowing you, Cindy, and the mission that you're describing.
Yeah, and also, you know, Dave had built a team of people that had been doing a lot of the previewing before we jumped on board. So really, I mean, a lot of the applause and kudos go to that group that did the work. And then we just jumped in the last part. But definitely highly inspiring films have been chosen.
And Holly or Cindy, can you sort of tip us off to a couple of the films that will be on screen tonight at the Performing Arts Center?
Sure. That's actually a really good description of tonight's lineup, is there's a lot of inspiration. There is a little bit of madness, absolutely. And even a little bit of pain, but there's going to be some films in there that will make you smile. I think also you'll be quite awed by a few things that are going on, and hopefully that's our intent, is that something in there inspires you also. And so, for example, our feature-length film tonight is won 3 awards at the festival. And it's incredibly inspiring, and in fact, it may make you want to take a year off and go do what these boys are doing. So beware of that.
And we can say what it is without totally giving it away, right? They're going.
Yeah,
they're...
it's a really great story about two young Norwegians taking a year off to go surfing, but not in the sense that you would think of. Where they would have the usual indulgences and amenities. And in fact, you might be surprised by what happens in this film and how resourceful they are. And also just how inspiring their motives are of why they're doing that and what they do in the end. And so I don't want to give it away, but it was it won People's Choice and Grand Prize, and that speaks a lot about the quality of the film. And then also, too, we have some other films that are inspiring in different ways. One about a blind kayaker, and also a couple films that are really relevant to what's happening here on the coast and just south of you, in fact, and that take place. One of them's a stand-up paddling film, and the other one's a ski film. And so the terrain will look very familiar to a lot of people here because it really is not very far away.
All right. If you want to get a ticket, probably should act quickly. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for students and seniors, available at Old Harbor Books or the Hames Center. The Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour will be screened tonight in Sitka at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. I want to thank Holly Elliott. She's with the Banff Mountain Film Festival. You're from Red Deer, Alberta. Thanks for coming all the way out to
Thanks for having Sitka. Me. It's great to be back.
And Cindy Edwards is the director of the Hames Center and on the Banff Film Fest Sitka committee who helped choose these films. See you ladies tonight at the Performing Arts Center.
Great. Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you.
Alaska Pacific Bank is proud to support public radio, helping Southeast Alaska families and businesses with personal and business loans and flexible credit lines. More information at alaskapacificbank.com, equal housing lender.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 11th of February, 2014. It was on this day.